Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now, if you were to tell me that someone in politics is corrupt, criminally corrupt, I'd be open to believing you. But I wouldn't join you in calling for their head without a little something called evidence. Not your thoughts, not your conclusions, not your women's intuition or your spidey sense tingling. I would want proof. And while there is no lack of haters of former President Donald Trump screaming at the top of their lungs about the former, the latter is where they lose not only me, but should lose everybody. The bogus made-for-TV January 6th committee hearings are a prime example of how an unthinking group of people can be led down whatever path politicians want to prance them down. And what's so frightening is how many Americans, particularly the so-called journalists, are happy to goose-step right along with them. And I use goose step not to shock, but to illustrate their tactics. Lavrenti Beria, the brutal head of Joseph Stalin's secret police, famously said, "Show me the man, and I'll show you the crime." Basically meaning the state can do whatever the hell it wants because it's the state. The state picks a target, then sets about to manufacture, quote, crimes, end quote, to rid itself of said target. And Donald Trump is presumed innocent until proven guilty. And he's not guilty unless and until he's proven guilty. It's a quaint notion, innocence until proven guilty, and it used to be the cornerstone of the justice system. But this army of flying monkeys unleashed by the wicked speaker from the West isn't interested in American tradition or any concept of justice that you're familiar with. They want to punish Donald Trump for existing to scare the hell out of anybody inclined to reflect fondly upon 1% inflation, $2 gas, energy independence, a secure border, and affordable food. Those monsters. I've lived long enough to know that if you're going to go into business with a billionaire, you'd better have damn good lawyers on your side or be prepared to be on the losing end of a deal if things go sideways. And my whole life I've read stories of how Donald Trump is being sued by this person or suing that person, whatever. And I never care and I don't care now. I'm not going into business with him. Seen stories of his lack of fidelity in marriage. But I didn't vote for him to be the Pope. I didn't think he was a Boy Scout. So I don't care. Yet these things are used by leftists and Trump haters as proof that he must be corrupt. That's not actually how it works. At least not how it's supposed to work. Newsweek ran a piece this week entitled, "Will Trump Do Time? What Would It Take to Convict the Former President?" In it, the author does what all the Trump haters do, fail to even attempt to prove anything. The most likely actions against Trump right now are federal charges stemming from his role in the attack on the Capitol, and both federal and state charges concerning his efforts to convince various officials, including then-Vice President Mike Pence, to fraudulently position Trump as the winner of the 2020 election, or so it reads. There's no proof in it anywhere. Not even an attempt to prove or show proof. It's the column equivalent of sitting around at a faculty lodge at UC Berkeley or the staff lounge at the January 6th committee where someone says something everyone in there wishes to be true, so it's accepted as such. Everybody's head nods. Everybody goes, damn right. Actual dictators have nothing on these people at all. Nothing. Stalin, Mao, Hitler, Kim, Castro, you name the progressive tyrant, and you'll find a pile of bodies in their wake, convicted with the same level of, quote, evidence, end quote, that it just has to be true standard. Now, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump the man. I very much am a fan of Donald Trump the president. In that job, he was outstanding. And any of his personal picadillos, that went away while he was in office. Should he, you know, at some point he should have, I think he should have kept his powder dry after a certain point, but he didn't. And that's because Trump was inexperienced. So, I'm not such a fan of him that I think he's incapable of doing wrong, but I just want to see the proof. I want to know that it's real. And I'm not going to join in a lynch mob against anyone, but there is no proof here. Someone testifying for 10 hours, then Liz Cheney playing 10 seconds of it out of context, isn't proof of anything other than the fact that Liz and the Democrats don't want you to see the other 9 hours, 59 minutes, and 50 seconds of what they said. And there's a reason for that. These people are desperate. They think the American people care, and they really don't. Just not for the reasons they think. We saw what happened on January 6th, and a lot of it was not very good. You know, idiots fighting with police need to be punished. But there were so few people that actually did that. A lot more walked in open doors, doors held open by Capitol Police, and asked for directions to locations to get really good selfies. It was an Instagram moment. Was the Republic threatened by that? No. But reality doesn't matter. Democrats are so terrified of facing voters this fall on their record that they're scrambling to find something else, anything else, so they can point and scream at Republicans that they are a threat to democracy. They need to charge Donald Trump with something, anything for that to stand a chance of helping them. So this is so crazy. Stalin is blushing. This is a... Okay, so their idea here is to have a campaign run under the banner of, I know we suck, but they're worse. That's not going to be something the majority of Americans are really going to rally around. And as more and more Democrats come to this realization, expect it to get even crazier. And that's why I hope, no matter what Trump decides after 2024, he's not going to announce anything until after the election. This election, 2022. He has them going insane and every direction, the reality of him, either way, would give them focus. When your enemy is destroying themselves, we should get out of the way and let them have at it. I don't know exactly what they intend to do with this. I don't know where they're going to go with it. Because Trump didn't do anything. I have a relative, I'm not going to name who it is, fervently believe what they're seeing on TV. They see this committee. It must be true. By God, it must be true. And I look at them and I say, why are you so willing to believe what they say? What have they proven about what they say? Huh? So, I mean, listen, there's a lot of Americans like that, but by the same token, it's just one of those things where you sit there and you're... They've got to have something different to run on. And this is the only thing they can think of. This is one of their issues. And most of their other issues, I don't know how they're going to push that one. We'll see. It's very entertaining right now. Very entertaining. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and Kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, rampage killings are on the rise. I can't sit here and it is still an exceedingly rare event, but it is still happening more than we're used to seeing. And who knows? The most inevitable thing I know is that there will be another one. I know that. There will be another one. We have let a few too many things slide. We have put too many things in place. That genie's out of the bottle. And right now, a lot of regular, normal people on both sides want to do something. Because this country is composed of a mix of practical people and then less than practical people, shall we say. Now, right now in the House, they're stuck on this idea that they can gather up guns. And that idea of gathering up guns is not a solution. How do you know how many's out there? Whenever they get out there and say, well, there's 25 million in the hands of, or 20 million, or whatever, how do you know how many are actually out there? So, that's not a solution. And other solutions are equally far-fetched. There was a supposedly learned man last week on National Public Radio came up with a learned idea. He said that America is a visual culture. So we should produce graphic pictures of the carnage caused by rounds when fired at massacres such as those visited upon Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York. Well, we're not exactly, strictly speaking, a visual culture, because consider how much music we consume. And we don't get to see any more MTV. So are we a musical culture? Pictures of people being hit by rounds, tearing their bodies apart, are, according to this learned man, going to encourage the citizenry to some sort of miraculous action against perpetrators of such atrocities. I don't think so. I don't think so. We are already aware and active all across the country, and they have not found a way to dissuade mass murder, rampage killings. There's just nothing out there. The solution to the problem, the only solution we have, is to harden the target. And to expect that in the very best outcome, we have a bunch of Greenwood malls, which means we still have people dying. And the reason for that is reaction time. Because, for every Eli Dickens that rolls up and takes care of action, still takes a moment to react. That's the best we could hope for because of what we have allowed to gestate in our society now. Now, instead of talking about some things that we have happen whenever one of these events happens, we should also maybe point a few things out to deter some of these homicidal maniacs. It has to be all very exciting to a psychotic loner to start his 5-step program towards becoming a lunatic murderer. And, he reaches for a gun. He's going to stir up his community, as was done in Texas and New York. And, this is... We could point out that this is actually his last moment of excitement, if he survives that exciting time. Because the rest of his life, if he's apprehended, is going to be very dreary. He's already, how dangerous his life is going to be in the company of killers at a maximum security penitentiary. It's not going to work out well, especially child killers. How there will be no way out of it for him. His meals will be dictated until he dies. So too, his sleep and his recreation. He will have no freedom forever. He will either be executed or serve a life sentence. Now, this is what journalism should be doing instead of what we're doing right now. but we're not. I don't know what it would actually take to make that happen. So, rather than say a suspect faces life in prison without parole if convicted, we should add to that what that means. Show them what that means. We should follow around some of these rampage killers as they're in their prison now. Mr. X will face a life with his food served to him at a particular time, and it's not going to be something he ordered. It may not be to his liking. He will go to sleep at a particular time, which will not be of his choosing. He will awaken at a particular time, again, not of his choosing. He will exercise in the yard at a particular time, and my guess is that this is his most dangerous time. Then there are the long, dreary hours of solitude. Frankly, I would imagine Mr. X might prefer the electric chair if it were offered to him. So if we're going to get serious about eliminating gun violence, we have to get serious about general violence. And that's not going to be easy, for the whole culture has violence all in it. You see it in children's cartoons. You see it in primetime television entertainment. You see it in the road rage. See it in politics. You know, the Democrats resort to the F word all the time anymore. It is everywhere. Very few commentators want to comment on it. So are you going to close down Hollywood, or, you know, tell Beto O'Rourke he has to submit his public statements to the Thought Patrol? And the violence we see in the streets is only the most obvious manifestation of violence that is all around us. Yet there's no reform organization that has been established to lessen the violence. Mothers Against Drunk Drivers is fine, but how about Mothers Against Violence in Our Entertainment or our schools and all around us? How about Mothers Against the Walt Disney Company? If they're not killed, we should remind them where they're going. And it's not going to be fun. But that's only a suggestion of how to deal with one form of violence. And there's many, many more out there right now. So many more. That's the frightening part. That's not even touching. That's 82% of all crime has nothing to do with guns. 82% of all violence. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House announced Thursday morning that President Joe Biden tested positive for COVID-19. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha addresses concerns employers may require that their employees work even if they're diagnosed with COVID based on the president still working.
The president feels well and feels capable of continuing to work. Obviously, his schedule is modified, right? He's not going to be able to make the same trips, but he's able to work from home. But I feel very, very strongly that if people feel ill, people feel sick, they absolutely should get time to recover.
Top Gun Maverick is now the ninth highest grossing release in American history, passing The Avengers, the movie making over $620 million. USA Radio News. Two men are found guilty in a dangerous smuggling case in Texas. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Two Texas men were indicted Wednesday in connection with the heat-related death of 53 migrants who were found inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio last month. A federal grand jury in San Antonio indicted 46-year-old Umero Zamorano and 28-year-old Christian Martinez. The two face up to 20 years in prison if convicted on all charges.
More than 100 million Americans are under heat warnings as temperatures soar into the triple digits across the United States Thursday. Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C. will all roast into the 90s. Meantime, daily record highs are expected in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Triple-digit temperatures are forecast across much of the south-central United States, with Memphis, Kansas City, and Dallas all reaching over 100. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. You've probably heard of an era of time in Japan called Feudal Japan. What do you call an economic system where the relatively, where a relative few individuals own all the land, and most of the people who live on that land do so at the sufferance of the landowner? This is feudalism. We have seen it. It was all over Europe. It was all over Asia. This was the economic system in most of Europe during the Middle Ages. The vast majority of the population was born into, lived, and died in poverty. There was little hope for upward mobility unless you opted for a career in military service or the clergy. And from time to time, extraordinarily pretty peasant girls might get married off to a lesser lord. Then, the rise of mercantilism and the guild system in Northern Europe brought major changes to European feudalism. Poor youth could be apprenticed to merchants and artisans where they learned a skill and a trade. And after a time, they could establish shops of their own. This eventually created a middle class, and the economic power achieved by the guilds and their members soon translated to political power as well. Russia lagged hundreds of years behind the rest of Europe. Tsar Alexander II finally freed the country's serfs in 1861, when the rest of the world had already entered the Industrial Revolution. Same wealthy Russians who had owned the farms soon owned the factories. The Russian poor went from being feudal peasants on rich farmland to half-starved factory workers in city tenements. Despair and hopelessness created by centuries of exploitation laid the groundwork for the appeal of Karl Marx's writings. Russia's failure to include its poorest citizens in the advances of industrialization was among the driving forces behind the revolutions that would thrust Russia into communism for the next 70-plus years. Our trajectory here has been quite different. We were founded by men of faith with knowledge of history, politics, and economics. We rejected monarchy and nobility. Our founding documents incorporate principles of universal human dignity and individual rights that not only form the basis for a republican government elected by the people, but also supported the notion of free enterprise. Unlike Russia and plenty of other countries, where capitalism and the means of production have been controlled by a small group of wealthy people who use their political power to limit access to others, the United States has had a system of entrepreneurial capitalism. And anybody, even non-citizens, could come here and start their own business. And millions have. America's system of entrepreneurial capitalism has been the breeding ground for the American dream. It has done for this country what the guild system did for Northern Europe and then some. And it has spawned unprecedented innovation, facilitated the creation and distribution of wealth, transformed the law of business enterprise and the widespread use of corporations, made investment and ownership of property and land accessible to the average person, and launched America's middle, upper middle, and even middle, even upper classes. You would think that this extraordinarily successful system would be sought to be replicated around the globe. But that's not what appears to be happening. Instead, we have a new class of globalist elites who believe that they should control the planet and the lives of everybody on it. Economically secure and politically independent people are difficult to control. So we find ourselves in a situation where our economic security and our political independence are being threatened by those who have made their fortunes in the system they now seek to undermine. There is no security without food. Global efforts to control farmland and farming, therefore, are creating worldwide worries. And protests have erupted in the Netherlands in response to the green regulations to reduce nitrogen emissions, which come mostly from farmers by half. Similar regulations imposed in Sri Lanka destroyed their agricultural output and its economy. The Dutch government has stated that there will not be a future for all farmers to continue to operate. And EU politicians are calling for a certain percentage of farms to be closed or sold. And now you have solidarity protests that are now taking place in Germany, Poland, Italy, and Spain. China owns more than $2 billion in U.S. farmland. Microsoft founder and billionaire Bill Gates is now the largest private owner of farmland in the United States with more than 270,000 acres. Just this month, he acquired another 2,100 acres of farmland in North Dakota. The purchase was originally blocked, but the state's attorney general ultimately permitted the sale to go through because the farmland will be leased back to the farmers. Owning land is quite different from leasing it. A lease is just a contract. Contract terms can be changed, and contracts can be breached, at which point the non-breaching party must bring a lawsuit for enforcement, assuming he or she can even afford to do this. Imagine a tenant farmer going up against the attorneys Gates can afford to pay. So, in other words, you're on the land at the sufferance of the landowner. Gates is an active member of the World Economic Forum and a zealous advocate of their so-called green policies to avert climate change disasters. And he's pushing for wealthy countries to move to eating synthetic meat. And, unsurprisingly, he's a major investor in the companies that would produce it. And, of course, if plasti beef isn't your thing, his climate change compadres insist that we eat bugs. And this is without mentioning the push to end private ownership of cars and suburbs where there's single-family homes and green yards, forcing the public into densely populated concrete high-rises and onto public transportation. Now, do you expect Bill Gates and company to live this way? No. They'll still have multiple homes and their yachts and their chauffeured limousines and private jets and their meals of Wagyu beef. And they will be able to afford everything because they're going to own everything. In 2016, the World Economic Forum posted a video on Facebook and Twitter titled 8 Predictions for 2030. And the video states you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Whatever you want, you'll rent, and it will be delivered by a drone. Translation is we're going to own everything and you'll be a serf. They want to take us back to that feudal system. Do you wish to go back to the feudal system? Do you like thinking about being a serf? These are all little things that come into play. Why do you think we've had a supply chain issue? Why do you think we've had an energy issue? Why do you think that we're trying to transition energy-wise? See, if we're energy independent, we don't need the other countries. We have never needed the other countries, and we should not need the other countries, and we should be populist nationalist. And if the rest of the world wants to roll that way, bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, rest of the world. Enjoy the slugs. Enjoy the slugs and the plasty beef. Enjoy renting everything and having it delivered by a drone. You won't even have to move. You can just sit in a Barca lounger, which you'll rent. You won't own it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load radio studio. Oh, goodness. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, the bench for the Democrats is just not that deep when it comes to presidential candidates coming up. They're either old or weird, right? Now, in this last election, the Democrats coalesced behind the presidential nomination of Joe Biden after Bernie Sanders won the Nevada caucuses. And he briefly became the Democratic Party's frontrunner. Now, fearing that Sanders could not beat President Donald Trump, Democrats quickly united behind the more electable Biden. But compared to Democratic Socialist Sanders, is California Governor Gavin Newsom on policy any different? Newsom hates the oil and gas industry more than does President Joe Biden. He ordered a ban on new gas-powered cars by 2035. He ordered a ban on new oil fracking by 2024. He banned the sale of gas-powered lawnmowers and leaf blowers by 2024. He ordered a more draconian COVID-19 lockdown than did any other governor. He issued a dizzying number of directives, including ordering the closure of most school campuses, a mask mandate, vaccination of all state employees, or regular testing, the mailing of ballots to all registered voters, and in-school student mask and vaccine mandates for most grades, public and private, as well as school staff vaccine mandates. And as to shutdowns in July 2020, USA Today wrote, all California counties are required to close indoor operations of restaurants, wineries, tasting rooms, movie theaters, family entertainment centers, zoos, museums, card rooms, and all bars. Newsom ordered large toy stores to set up a separate section for gender-neutral toys. And the Democratic lawmaker who introduced the bill said part of it is to make sure if you're a young girl that you can find a police car, a fire truck, a periodic table, or a dinosaur. And then similarly, if you're a boy, if you're more artistic and want to play with glitter, why not? Why should you feel the stigma of saying, oh, this should be shamed and going to a different location? Kids must think deeper than I did when I was a kid. But then again, I haven't seen a toy store in a long time. Newsom signed a bill to restrict sentencing enhancements for certain crimes, including those committed by gang members. Gang members in California are disproportionately black and Hispanic, and to punish them severely would perpetuate systemic racism. Now, also involved in that, that you don't hear about, is the disproportionate number of victims of gang crimes who are black and Hispanic. Newsom signed a bill to establish a first-in-the-nation task force to study and issue recommendations for reparations. The task force recently issued its first report and proposed the implementation of a comprehensive reparations scheme. You might be wondering, how out of step is he on reparations? In December 2021, the liberal Brookings Institute wrote, recent polling data documents Americans' general opposition to reparations in the form of financial payments to black Americans as compensation for slavery. On abortion in New York, New York Times wrote, in the past year, Mr. Newsom has ramped up funding for abortion providers, offered tax breaks for companies seeking to move from states where abortion may be outlawed, and signed bills to protect abortion patients from privacy intrusions, insurance copays and threats, pressure, or other attempts at reproductive coercion. Newsom supports an amendment to the state's constitution to ensure personal reproductive liberty. An amendment whose wording the California Catholic Conference found so extreme, it would allow, or could allow, third trimester abortions. After the reversal of Roe v. Wade, he proposed making California a sanctuary state for those seeking abortions, in addition to everything else that you can go to California for, to be, you know, for the sanctuary of it all. In signing a bill to provide abortion rights to those coming to California for abortions, he said, we will not abet in their efforts to be punitive, to fine, and create fear for those that seek that support. We are proud to provide it, and we do. Newsom supports the illegal immigration sanctuary state laws and signed legislation expanding access to state funding for health care to some illegal aliens, with a stated goal to provide state health care to all illegal aliens. He signed a bill mandating that publicly held corporations headquartered in California have a certain number of underrepresented board members defined as an individual who self-identifies as black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native American, Native Hawaiian, or Alaska Native, or who self-identifies as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. A judge ruled that that law violated the state constitution. I don't know what has become of it since then. I don't know if he's on deck or if he's just maybe somebody that might be penciled in. Oh, gosh. Back to Eli Dickens, before we go. All the left-leaning outlets have been churning out pieces arguing that the good guys with a gun are rare. I don't know a single pro-gun advocate that claims that carrying a gun is a panacea and is going to protect you from anything. It's all going to depend on your awareness and your training. The nihilistic mass shooter problem is crying out for a holistic societal remedy. There is no one solution, but it's clear that the very statistics offered in pieces like the New York Times that concealed carry saves lives. Besides what we know about this, you know, he did this in 15 seconds. That's bad. That's some good stuff. That's BADD bad. And the only reason that he was armed with a 9mm in the Greenwood Mall is that Indiana had recently passed permitless carry. The New York Times refers to his shooting as a statistical unicorn, but is it? If you examine 433 active shooter attacks in the United States between 2000 and 2021, this showed that only 22 ended with a bystander shooting an attacker. But only 22 of 433 incidents is 5%, which translates to a significant number of lives saved. Or put it this way, When you wait for a cop to show up to stop a rampage killer, average loss of life is 18. So multiply 18 times 22, and there's your lives saved. And the lives saved by bystanders taking down shooters, they are at least as, if not more, effective than any Democrat-led policy effort on gun safety. And even that is misleading. Many, probably most, planned mass shootings happen in places where citizens are forbidden by law to carry guns for self-protection. How many of these would be stopped in those higher percentage numbers if you were legally allowed to carry a weapon? Adam Skaggs, the chief counsel and policy director at Giffords, told the Times that good guys with guns are exceedingly rare and the exception rather than the rule. The reality is that more people carrying guns means more conflicts escalating into deadly violence and more people being shot and killed. And that's just simply not true. That's not reality. Not very much correlation in that. The fact that we strip people of the ability to protect themselves or that they do it is indefensible. But, hey, I'll be back in about 21 hours, and between now and then, if you would be so kind, please do remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.